Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Your health on Money FM 89.3.
You are listening to Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in Singapore? Now, this is because lung cancer is usually diagnosed at an advanced stage where the chance of long-term cure is low. In fact, early detection of lung cancer is difficult because there may not be any specific symptoms. General symptoms such as cough and weight loss may also be dismissed or not deemed serious enough to warrant medical attention. So what do you need to know? What are the signs and symptoms of lung cancer? We're joined by Dr. Amit Jain, who's a senior consultant, Division of Medical Oncology at National Cancer Centre Singapore, to find out. Dr. Amit, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey everyone, thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. So, Dr. Amit, it's flu season, and many of us have spent the last 2 years monitoring our coughs and colds due to COVID. But how do we know if a cough may be a sign of something more serious?
Well, let's get the viral infection part out of the way. That's usually accompanied by other symptoms. You've got fever, cough, headache, running nose, and you know that usually isn't a standalone cough. So do note that after an acute viral infection or maybe even a pneumonia, you could have a persistent cough that can last a couple of weeks. It could go on for as long as 4 to 6 weeks sometimes. So that should come together as a single constellation. There are many, many chronic problems that can also cause cough. So perhaps cough shouldn't make one start thinking of cancer straight away. I think that's just something to reassure ourselves that it's not always cancer causing a cough. But then the cough that comes along with cancer usually is probably a little bit more insidious. Cancer grows slowly over time and makes itself visible through some symptoms. So probably the cough starts very gradually, slowly gets worse over time, and it's not usually accompanied with any other constellation of infective symptoms. So in general, I would suggest most people should probably go see a GP or go to the poly if they have a cough that persists for, say, more than 2 weeks, and it's not obviously related to any infection or any other underlying problem that the patient or person might have.
I see. So other than a cough, what are some of the early signs of lung cancer? Because one of the reasons that lung cancer is so lethal is that around 60% of patients with lung cancer are only diagnosed at stage 4. So what are some of the early indicators?
Well, it's really, really tough. I think if this is the single most important thing for us to do, to pick lung cancer up at earlier stage, it probably will make the biggest dent to helping people who have lung cancer. Nevertheless, unfortunately, lung cancer does cause symptoms only later because there's a lot of space in the lungs where things can grow without causing any symptoms. Certainly, shortness of breath, blood in sputum, persistent cough that's getting worse over time, constant chest pain, weight loss, loss of appetite. These are some symptoms that are red flags, and certainly people shouldn't sit on these symptoms. They should go get this checked. We've definitely picked up some early cancers with some of these symptoms. For example, the lung cancer grows near the airway and bleeds a little bit. It might cause blood in the sputum. So There is a chance that we can still pick up lung cancers early when patients present with some of these symptoms.
Talk to us about how common lung cancer is in Singapore. While it's the most deadly, it's not the number one, is it?
No, in women and men, we've got to think about colon cancer and breast cancer. Thankfully, these two cancers are picked up a little bit earlier and often receive curative treatment. And that's why lung cancer turns out to be the most lethal. It's usually picked up at a much later stage. But we see as many as 8,000 cases a year in Singapore. For example, in 2014, we had 8,200 cases. And in 2019, we had something like 7,945 cases. So it's the third most common cancer in women and men in Singapore. And that's, I think, roughly how we can think about it in terms of numbers.
And cases are on the rise?
It doesn't appear to be the case, but in proportion to the population, cases are rising. So it's not that it's gone up in incidence, but it's gone up in numbers.
We're speaking with Dr. Amit Jain, Senior Consultant, Division of Medical Oncology at National Cancer Centre, Singapore. Dr. Amit, who is most at risk of developing lung cancer? Does lifestyle play a part?
Well, a number of behavioral environmental exposures are known to increase the risk of developing lung cancer. So the entire constellation of smoking, from cigarette pipe, cigar smoking, is well established as the most common risk factor for lung cancer and probably responsible for 80 to 90% of deaths related to lung cancer in the past across the world. The incidence of smoking, as it drops, we are also unraveling that some cancers are not associated with smoking, and mostly the risk factors for some of these non-smoking related lung cancers is still an area of active research. Certainly, we know industrial hazards are known to increase the risk of lung cancer, although not all lung cancers can be attributed to these. And these would be, for example, harmful chemicals such as asbestos, coal gas, chromates, arsenic, mustard gas. And these are things that people are exposed to when they are working in specific industries. Passive smoking has been thought of also being a problem. Pollution, small particles in the air perhaps induce some inflammatory cascade that can lead to cancer. And this was recently presented at a conference earlier this year. And so we continue to try to find out. But stopping smoking, telling people to cut this down is probably the most obvious single risk factor that we can address to reduce the incidence of lung cancer.
And what about developments in treatment, particularly in treatment of advanced stage lung cancer? Any advancements there that you can share with us?
Multiple. So I think, first of all, when we want to try and treat lung cancer, we try and subtype lung cancer. We make sure that we know exactly what type of lung cancer we're dealing with. Broadly, there's small cell lung cancer and non-small cell lung cancer. And so amongst these two groups of cancers, they're treated with various modalities. These include radiotherapy, chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and immunotherapy.
Okay. So when we're talking about the 60% of patients with lung cancer that are diagnosed at stage four, are you starting to see an improvement in terms of the survival rate with the advancements in treatment that you're seeing?
Yes, absolutely. So over the last 10 years, we've very successfully, as a field globally, unraveled different subtypes of lung cancer that are driven by specific proteins. Now, maybe 10 years ago, one type of lung cancer that was identified quite consistently amongst females who never smoked was something called EGFR mutant lung cancer. And this might account for something like 30 to 40% of lung cancers that we actually see.
That's
and these can be treated with tablets.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. And tablets work really well to control the cancer because they target a particular protein, EGFR, that can be shut down with these tablets, and therefore patients have prolongation of life and survival. And similarly, we've actually identified many more subtypes of lung cancers which have their own driver proteins that can be targeted with specific drugs. So the field's expanding, there's many drugs increasing, coming to the market and improving lifespan for patients.
That's wonderful to hear. Well, Dr. Amit, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing all of those updates.
No problem. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Amit Jain, Senior Consultant, Division of Medical Oncology at National Cancer Singapore, about lung cancer here in Singapore. You are listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.